The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake and what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
There you have it. The man who bears the title president has declared war on your Second Amendment civil rights. Joe Robinette Biden yesterday, stating, you don't need any more evidence. Welcome, my friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First, and you're listening to the Salem Radio Network. You don't need any more evidence. He said it right there. There is nothing absolute about any amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I guess in that case, women getting the vote, slaves being emancipated, that's not absolute either. Nothing is sacred to these people. Let's go back to basics. Let's understand the root of the word. If you see yourself as a conservative, if you understand that you are a conservative, that's what you feel sympathy with. What does it mean to be a conservative? Does it mean you're a fuddy-duddy? Does it mean you're Neanderthal in your attitudes, that you're socially backward and living in the Victorian age? No, just look at the word. You wish to conserve. What do you wish to conserve? At its purest form, a conservative wishes to protect, to conserve, and to hand down to the next generation the values, the traditions, that we have all inherited in our civilization that have demonstrably shown themselves to work, that are right intrinsically, that are not a result of some social engineering or some political or ideological fad. It's not complicated. It's very simple ideas, such as the centrality of the family to a functioning society. A mother and a father siring children and being with the children as they grow, inculcating in them the values that they inherited from their parents, the civilizational values of the Judeo-Christian culture, which are what? Not that children should be permitted, if they are a little confused, to take hormone-blocking, puberty-blocking chemicals, undergo irreversible surgery to their sexual organs on a whim. No, that's not what we believe. We believe that men are men, women are women, and science is undeniable. Chromosomes are real and not negotiable. We believe that these truths are self-evident, are objective. And we also believe that as men and women, we have different roles to play, different strengths and weaknesses. We are equal in our rights, but we have different roles. The protector, vice the nurturer. The hunter-gatherer, vice the home-builder. These are archaic. These are antediluvial. And you can buck them. Oh, you can buck them. But you eventually will be a sad, unhappy person. We believe in our culture that the rights enumerated in those amendments, Joe Biden, are not a result of some capricious decision by a political elite that can just be changed on a whim because fashion dictates that we can do so. There's something truly remarkable about the nation we live in. And I'm not saying, please don't misunderstand me, and I find it amusing as an immigrant that I need to discuss these issues with Americans who are born here. The founding fathers weren't ab ovo. They weren't from the egg geniuses. They didn't arrive from another solar system with some amazing alien wisdom. The men who founded America looked at the history of our civilization, looked at the things that had gone wrong in the nations that they had come from, that their forefathers had come from. The oppression, the usurpation of rights, the fungible attitude to our unalienable characteristics and liberties. And they draw the requisite conclusions to create America, not a tabula rasa. They didn't start from scratch. They distilled the truth of our civilization, realized that which was dangerous, that which appealed to the vanity and the weakness of man, and power, the seductive nature of power. And they built a system, the first of its kind, truly the only one of its kind, with a written constitution that recognized that these rights are unalienable, cannot be separated from the human being that enjoys them. Why? It's right there in our founding documents with one word that is capitalized. And that word is creator. We have these rights that Joe Biden deems not to be absolute. Because, as our founding fathers signed the document, we are made in the image of our Creator. That is why we have dignity. That is why the liberty of the individual is sacrosanct. And that is why, Joe Biden, the right to defend ourselves from another tyrant, a modern King George, is a right you will never take away from us. We have so much to discuss today, I haven't even touched upon the sad news of the passing of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. We will. But we have a full program. Amazing guests, breaking news, all the analysis of the biggest stories. And then, because it's you, because it's Friday, you get to sound off. Ask Dr. G Anything Friday, Second Amendment Friday, the number 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Dear friends, there has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA right now.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
Polo is taking place at quite a high speed, and it's rather athletic. There comes a time in your life when you don't want to be quite so athletic anymore, yes. I can tell you.
But your son, of course, Prince Charles, plays polo.
He's still young and vigorous. He's younger than I am, funny enough. He may not look it.
That's the side of Prince Philip you really got to see, but he had a little twinkle in his eyes, a bit of a wicked sense of humor, and he did not appreciate political correctness. He will be missed. God rest his soul. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's Friday! And as such, we are always joined by one of your top favorites, Trish Regan. Follow her. It's the Trish Intel podcast, trishintel.com, and Trish_Regan on Twitter. Trish, happy Friday!
Oh, happy Friday. Happy Friday, Seb.
All right, not so happy when we look at some drops figures. We'll get to that in a second. But I think you were listening to the monologue and you had something to say to react to the insanity of this transgender extremism.
it's going to backfire. It's got to backfire. I mean, people are people. You're born however you're born. And, you know, you may have whatever. I believe you are born as you are. So if you have these challenges, whatever, it should be decided after the age 18, for goodness sakes. I mean, you know, I just don't think you need to hypersexualize things any which way until somebody is over the age of 18. So the idea that you're giving hormone therapy as they are so willing to do, I mean, this is really sort of wild. I mean,
be clear here. Hormone therapy sounds very scientific. Let's use the phrase that Tucker Carlson has popularized. This is chemical castration of a minor. That's what it is.
Yeah, I just think it's pretty awful stuff. If that's the way someone wants to go, let's wait until they're a full-fledged adult, 21 years old. I know you probably don't even all agree with that, but I have a real problem with children being used in this way, and I really see it as the system kind of using themselves. Yeah. Because, you know, there's a political point here to be made. But again, I would just say the sexuality, all of that stuff, that can wait. That can wait until somebody is an adult and can make those decisions on their own. I do not think it's appropriate to be interfering, as they are, with biology until, you know, these people, children can make a decision themselves.
Especially
when they're an adult, for God's sakes. I mean, this is what was the expression from Happy Days when Fonzie was jump the shark?
Jumping the
shark. It has gone too far. And there are people, normal people out there in America that are like, you know, not totally about this wokeness and this, that, and the other. And they're like, wait, what? People that are on the left, right, that are you know, they're longtime Democrats. And they're saying, wait, you're canceling Dr. Seuss and now you want to change the sex of a child because, you know, somebody thinks something one day. It is too much. And people are getting tired of it. We're all just realists, and we want to be able to live our lives, live a prosperous life, and get the government out of the you-know-what way.
Sounds like the sentiment of a certain state called New Hampshire. I don't think that's an accident. She's Trish Regan, trishintel.com, the Trish Intel podcast. Okay, you called it. I don't know three weeks ago, in the break you said it. Inflation's here, isn't it, Trish?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody needs to listen up right now, because I keep saying that Joe Biden's policies, along with Jerome Powell's there at the Fed, they're going to come with consequences. And that consequence is going to be inflation, meaning if you're saving all your money right now, it's really not going to matter much when that cup of coffee costs you 35 bucks at Starbucks instead of $5, which is bad enough. We have got inflation because you can't just keep printing and printing and printing money insanely like they're doing. You can't just keep spending and spending money. I mean, for goodness sakes, think about even wages. I'd love to see wage inflation. But this kind of wage inflation that could be coming down the pike is going to be directly related to inflation in the overall economy, right? Because they're paying people to stay home, so nobody wants to go back to work unless they're going to earn three times what the government is offering. It's so nuts. He is spending like a drunken sailor. He wants to spend more, Seb. He's talking about child care and health care. You know, for $1.5+ trillion more on the heels of the $2.3 trillion he wants for infrastructure that isn't really infrastructure, on the heels of the $1.9 trillion he already spent. This is honestly crazy. I keep saying, what are they smoking in the Biden White House where they're coming up with this insane policy? And we know they apparently aren't smoking anything, right? Because they just kicked out all those employees.
Well, except the vice president.
Who said they had a history, except for Kamala.
Except the vice president, who laughed about it on a podcast interview. I guess the vice president gets to stay. Drug abuse by the vice president or the son of the president is not a problem. Jobs figures, Trish. Jobs figures. Not good.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I think that we are going to continue to see pressure in the jobs market because a lot of people, and I don't blame them, they're saying, why do I go back to work when the government's going to pay me $300 a week? Plus, maybe I make another $300
cash
from state. Right? So they've got $600 a week, and maybe their job paid them $600. Maybe their job paid them $500. Maybe their job paid them $800. But in other words, the money, the differential is not enough to actually have the. I was talking with a CEO of a company out in Arizona recently who said they can't hire anyone. They can't hire people, right? Because it's too attractive to stay on unemployment. And this is exactly, mind you, this is exactly what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want. There is a method to the madness. You keep people dependent on government, dependent on that unemployment, so they don't go back to work. They just wait around for the check from Uncle Sam. And then you've got a society that they hope will keep on electing them. It's really, there's a method to the madness. I guarantee you, it's quite deliberate and quite disturbing.
And the last minute we have with Trish Regan, the long-term ramifications of 2 million illegal immigrants coming into this country and being amnestied this year by the Biden administration?
We can't afford it, Seb. You know what? We're a really generous place. We welcome immigrants. You came here and immigrated and became a U.S. citizen. We want people to do that and to be here for the right reasons, to embrace America and American culture and to be part of this prosperity. What we can't handle is 177,000 people showing up on the border with no ability to process them. Kids literally getting dropped, literally dropped like rag dolls.
Yeah.
You probably saw the CHP video. I think we talked about it. I mean, awful stuff, right? And there's no. And by the way, where's Kamala? This is what I get into the podcast today because I want to know, where is this woman that has just been in charge with taking care of the border situation? Either she's, you know, saying, you know what, to Joe Biden, and just clearly insubordinate, or she's ultra political, probably a little bit of both. This is a no-win scenario.
2 weeks ago, she was named the chief point person, the number one in the Biden administration to deal with the crisis on our southern border. And where is she? She's AWOL. She's Kamala Harris. If you want more, check out TrishIntel.com, the Trish Intel podcast, and follow this lady right now, Trish_Regan. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. There are millions of law-abiding gun owners out there, and many don't realize how fast a self-defense situation can change their life forever. You're simply going about your day, running errands, picking up the kids, getting gas, or attending church. In a split second, a normal day turns into the worst day of your life. And while a self-defensive incident may only take seconds, the legal fallout can last years. That's why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. They relentlessly protect law-abiding gun owners. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline, and you won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Members also have direct access to attorneys for state-specific guidelines on firearm and self-defense law. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Can it be the best bumper music and the best liners? Yeah, it can, because this is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. That was the 45th President of the United States. If you like this show, if you love talk radio, we're not NPR. We don't. What is it Chris Plant says? Suckle at the teat of the taxpayer. We don't get $500 million every year. We are a free market enterprise. So if you like it, support our sponsors, especially Mike Lindell, that truth teller, that patriot extraordinaire. They're trying to crush him. 24 corporations boycotting his MyPillow products. Go straight to his website, MyPillow.com. Buy a product to send a left to the message to the capital to the cancel culture leftists. Over 100 incredible products. Mike's going to give you up to 66% off if you use my name. Call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. You know, some of our guests arrive really early and they just get to hang out in the green room. It's a pretty cool green room, by the way. But some of them, we let them sneak into the studio. Especially the most important guest of all, my real boss, Katie Gorka, who happens to be the director for civil society at the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation. Katie Gorka, welcome to America First.
Hi, husband.
Hey, wife. How are we doing?
So good. So good to be here.
A lot happened since I last saw you a few hours ago?
No.
How are the dogs? Are they crazy?
Dogs are crazy.
All right, better go home and walk them after the show. You're in the studio because you're going to talk about some unbelievable things happening in our schools. But the good news of how Americans are pushing back, we're going to talk about that in the next segment, and it's a longer segment, and we will. So with your permission, if I may indulge you, can we take some calls?
Absolutely.
It's the most fun part of the day. And it's Friday, so you get to do whatever you want. Ask Dr. G anything, and that's exactly what Al's going to do. Line 2, Al in California. Welcome to America First. What's your question?
Two questions. One, did you get the stuff I sent you on my family's military biography?
I haven't seen it yet. If it's gone to our headquarters, it'll take some time to get here.
Well, I sent it to Irving, Texas, where I was instructed. Basically, four generations of military heritage. Can you make a note to look for it? Al's military heritage sent to Irving, Texas. Make a note to look for it.
We will. We'll call Texas. Next question.
Oh. Okay, the next question is, it's an obvious question. I'm sure other people have brought it up, but what would have happened to Hitler's empire? Let's say he'd won the war. He'd taken Moscow. He'd killed the Jews. He'd done all this crazy stuff. But then he died, which he did fairly young, of Parkinson's disease. Since that whole crazy empire was based on his personality, what happens to the crazy empire? Did anybody think that through?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of alternative history books that have been written. It's a whole genre of faction, if you will. I'm not really interested in it. There's a book with a chapter by Niall Ferguson, I think, on exactly that issue. If you want to have fun with the idea of the what ifs, I think the two leading books on that subject are Fatherland, is a fictional success by the Third Reich in World War II, and then, of course, The Man in the High Tower, the Philip K. Dick book. So not really my thing. I like the real world, Al. What would have happened if he died? I don't know, but we would have been a less freer world and a far more dangerous one. Great questions, though. Check out those books. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. Let's go to John in Florida, line 3.
Hello, Dr. Walker.
Hi.
I got a copy of your book you sent me, Why We Fight.
Yes.
Back before the 2020 election, when I called in a couple times. And I think he sent it to me because I was a former Marine, and, you know, we were discussing some of the things I'd done. And one of them I wanted to hit you with was this. In your book, the way you talked about how your father was changed forever from the experience of the Marxists in his life in Poland.
Hungary,
I'm sorry. And, you know, the way it impacted him and changed him forever. And the things he saw. When I was a Marine, I was sent to El Salvador as a special tactics guy. I was there to train folks on hand-to-hand, close-quarter combat, killing with knives and things like that. And I got to see a lot of things, but mainly what I see right now in America. I saw signs of what happens right before communism takes over. For example, I saw our speaker, Jim Wright, get off an airplane and hug up on a fella by the name of Daniel Ortega. In fact, it was a whole bunch of them came there quite often, getting off that airplane. And then I'd see them back in the States while I was still there, talking about defunding Ronald Reagan and the Freedom Fighters.
John, we're up against a hard break. I'm grateful you called in. Thank you for your kind words about my second book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. You've seen the reality. In most cases, it's people who've escaped dictatorship escape communism, who see the signs right now in this country. You are a wake-up call. We have to realize that it can happen anywhere. And their goal is to take our liberties away from us. You heard Biden. Nothing in amongst our amendments is sacred. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
And don't forget, Sunday is the launch of my new TV show on Newsmax, The Gorka Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern, with a re-air at 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, let's get to work. Enough of the chit-chat, enough of the fun. Katie Gorka is in the house, the First Lady of America First, Director of Civil Society for the Heritage Foundation. If you're not a member, why not? Join today, heritage.org. So, talk to us about what's your latest project, what's going in our schools, and is something good happening?
Okay, I'll tell the bad, then I'll tell the good.
Good.
So, the bad. Let's look at North Carolina. So, this is happening around the country, but there's something particular happening in North Carolina right now, which is back in 2019, the legislature made a good decision. They said, we want our high school graduates to have some financial literacy when they get out of school.
So, balance a checkbook, know the basics.
Exactly, which we all want our kids to have. But the North Carolina School Board took this somehow as permission to rewrite all of the social studies standards from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade so that it's now all based on critical race theory, which means it's just filled with the language of oppressor and oppress and systemic racism. It's terrible.
So they're supposed to be learning financial competency.
Yes.
And they inject critical race theory and political correctness.
Going all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
I mean, they're smart, they're sneaky, but it's unbelievable. So what's the good news?
The good news is parents are fighting back. So there are some great groups down in North Carolina. I'm going to be going down there this Tuesday for North Carolina's Legislative Day. This is when parents can come in, meet with their legislators, tell them they don't like this. We're going to be at Bicentennial Plaza starting at 9:30 in the morning. I'm going to be there with some great organizations. I'm going to be there with Sloan Rockmuth from Ed First North Carolina and some other groups who are fighting back on this and saying, we don't want our kids being taught to hate each other. We don't want our kids being divided based on their race or their ethnicity.
And how is this resistance, this pushback occurring? Did somebody have to organize it, or was it organic? Because this is what we need. How did it happen? Was it hard to come about?
Well, I really credit Sloan. Sloan is an amazing dynamo. Sloan Rockmuth down in North Carolina.
Sloan Rockmuth? That sounds like some kind of rock artist.
She's a dynamo. She's great. So she started training parents, reaching out to parents. She's got a great organization, Ed First North Carolina. And then I saw the training that she was doing. I really liked it. So I started doing what I could to be helpful and supportive to her. So I'm coming down on Tuesday with one of my colleagues, Terrace Todd, also who worked for the Trump administration, and we're going to go down and support those efforts down in North Carolina. And I hope people will come out and join us, tell their legislators they don't want their children in North Carolina to be taught this racist critical race theory.
For those who aren't following these issues or pushing back like you are, explain how this isn't just North Carolina. This is everywhere.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's going around. It's going across the country. And the thing is, even people think that even if their governor has done something good, it's still being snuck in at the local level. But, you know, I think Americans across this country are waking up to the fact that their children are being taught to hate this country. Or their children are being taught things that really should only be the purview of the family. And I'm seeing families rise up across the country. That's the good news. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. We're going to keep this country.
Has any of this got to do with a potential positive effect of the China virus, that because of all the forced distance learning, that some families are seeing the incredible propaganda that their children are being taught at home through their, whatever it is, Zoom classes? Is that also part and parcel of it?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely part of it. But I think it's also a lot of parents are very upset with their teachers and their schools. They see their teachers not wanting to get back in the classroom. They see schools not opening back up. Parents are suffering on behalf of their children, having their kids stuck at home, not being able to socialize with other kids. So I think there's a lot of anger brewing in the country.
What is your message to those people who are concerned but think, I'm just a mom, I'm just a dad, there are professional, quote-unquote, politicians on the local school board, and I can't make a difference?
I know that's what a lot of people think, but I have to say this is one problem that Washington cannot fix, and even your state government cannot fix. This has to happen at the local level. And I just want to say, where parents have stood up, it has made such a difference. I know people are afraid sometimes. They don't want to put a target on their kids' backs. But if they don't, it's going to be a terrible outcome for our country and for their children.
Before the show, we spent almost 50 minutes with a former British teacher called Calvin Robertson, mixed race conservative who is pushing back. And he had a fabulous line that he said, basically, they can't cancel all of us. This is a vocal minority, and we can make a difference if we stick together. How important is it? I know we've campaigned for people, we've supported people in our district. How important is it for people to even consider potential, maybe running for the local school board, Katie?
I think it's absolutely huge. I think running for school board, I think going out and campaigning on behalf of people who are running to school board. I would almost argue right now there is no election more important than the school board elections, because our future is our children.
Yeah, absolutely. We have surrendered the playing field. We have surrendered the battlefield for far too long. The children are the future. It can be undone, but only if every single one of us realizes that we can make a difference. And it is a loud, vocal minority that is intimidating the majority of Americans who do not want to see this indoctrination in their schools. So get involved, be active. First thing you can do, educate yourself. Go to heritage.org, follow Katie on Twitter at Gorka Katie, and then get engaged. Be there at the meetings of the board. If you have the Constitution, consider running, and together we can save this republic. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and we've been talking to my boss, the First Lady of America First, Katie Gorka. Back to your calls momentarily on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. You can text us as well on our patriotmobile.com text line 703-869-1262. And yes, I answer the texts. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Am I right? It works, Katie?
It 100% works.
Were you a cynic?
I was a cynic.
And what do you tell me every morning?
I'm a believer.
What do you say? Where's my Relief Factor?
Take it twice a day.
Every night, where's my Relief Factor? Yes, that hard-bitten cynic, my wife, says, it's real. It works. If she says that, come on, guys, you know what you have to do. Order the three-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Katie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Do you know what my darling wife of 25 years just said after the mics went off? That was a gas. That was so much fun. You're so much more enjoyable here than you are at home. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. I do it for you guys. I let my hair down. All right, we're going to go to your calls momentarily, but first things first. The left, you know, we discussed it, wants you to feel you're powerless, that there is no hope and that they've won. But there is hope. You heard it. The next generation. But we need a plan. And Governor Scott Walker has written it. He's the new president of the Young Americas Foundation. You've got to read his strategy that will empower the next generation to fight on every front. Social media, the colleges, and the high schools. Get your free copy at yaf.org/longgame. That's yaf.org/longgame. Scott Walker's plan to take back our republic. Okay, let's go to Bruce, line four.
Oh, good day, doctor.
Greetings.
I have a question that's is kind of simple, but what is this woke? W-O-K.
Bruce, do you have the internet?
No.
Okay. Woke is, though it is a term that was meant to be positive, the left uses to say that you are politically correct, that you are enlightened, and that you understand white people are oppressors and all that garbage. It's what they call themselves, and now we use it as a weapon against them. Wokeness means you are politically indoctrinated. Thank you, Bruce. Let's go to Dale, Detroit, line two.
Hey, Dr. G, good talking to you again. I usually call about a science fiction question, but you know what? I got a couple war movie questions.
Good,
for you.
You got a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, great. The first one is I was wondering what your favorite Vietnam War movie was, and the second one is, do you have? Are you okay with the lighter war movies like Kelly's Heroes or
Totally.
In Vietnam?
Oh, totally. Okay. Love Kelly's Heroes. You know, it's a really interesting question, oh. Dale. I'm a big movie guy. Total movie guy. I don't like the Vietnam movie. I don't have a favorite Vietnam movie because far too many of them were just politicized navel gazing. The Deer Hunter, I mean, you slit your wrist instead of watching The Deer Hunter. What a morose movie. Platoon, totally unsubtle. Even Full Metal Jacket that you can tell was filmed in East London in the dockyards, doubling for Saigon. Give me a break. So nothing jumps out to me. But you know what? We'll ask the man who knows. The walking encyclopedia of war movies. And he's next. Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, All Matters National Security and Foreign Policy. I bet he's got a couple I've forgotten. Good question, Dale. Stand by. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back momentarily here on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump and host of America First. If you don't believe the world is upside down, listen to this true story. A Texas woman was home in the middle of the day when an armed intruder broke in. She grabbed her gun and hid in a closet. When he opened that closet door, she fired one shot, fatally wounding him. Good for her, right? But the last sentence in the story caught my attention. Quote, The case will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if any charges will be filed. Law-abiding citizens are often dragged through the legal system after justified acts of self-defense. This is why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. For just $10.95 per month, you will have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline and won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America.